I wonder if there is in your life some physical presence of another person that you really miss. You really long for, but it's not there. See, death is a great teacher. I came to a very important realization when my father passed away. I realized that no matter how much you prepare for somebody's death, when it actually happens, you realize that you can never prepare for it enough. Grief has a way of disabling all our defenses. Huh? Sometimes it takes months and years to come to terms with the absence of somebody that you now physically miss. And the reason I begin this way is that that's the sentiment of the early Christian church. After his resurrection, Jesus appeared for a few times to his disciples, but then he was gone. The Gospel of John is written anywhere between 95 AD to 110 AD. And the community truly wants to experience the physical presence of Christ. They want to be able to touch him, to eat with him like some of them did when he was alive. And he's not there. So the struggle is twofold. One is that Jesus is not physically present, but then they are struggling to see how they can experience Christ's presence in their lives. So today's gospel deals with just that. And John's gospel tells us three ways in which Christ continues to be present to the community and to us. So that's where I'm heading with my homily. So here are my three points, three ways in which Christ is present to us today. First, the Word. Hear what Jesus says. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home with him. So the connection between the word and presence. If you keep the word, then Christ is, along with the Father, is present in our hearts, right? So let me reflect on these words in a very human, in a very practical, and in a very vulnerable way. These past few months, every day has been a long day, and sometimes at the end of the day I have dinner, sometimes at 9:30 at night, and I lay exhausted on the couch, and I don't know why this happens, but I just get overcome with grief. And perhaps as I'm about to go home this coming week, I'm feeling that grief a little bit more because this visit is going to be different than my every other visit. I miss my father. These past few months, I've missed hearing his voice on the phone. And when I visit home next week, he won't be there. And I feel somehow overcome with grief. And what I do during these times, just lying on my couch, is talk to him. I remember his words, and I keep repeating those words over and over and over again. And strangely, something happens. The more I do that, I begin to feel as if my father is present with me. That's the meaning, I think, of Jesus saying, if you keep my word, My Father and I will come and make our dwelling with you. In other words, the more we keep God's word, the more Christ becomes alive. Just like I keep my Father's words and repeat it, and in some way through his words, I feel he's present to me. So today, Jesus says to us, whoever loves me will keep my word. And if you keep my word, I will be present to you. On the contrary, Jesus also said, whoever does not love me does not keep my words. So the key is here, whoever loves me. If we love Christ, we will keep his word. So today the invitation for us is not just to read God's word. The invitation is not even just to reflect on God's word. The invitation is to keep God's word. Because when we keep his word, Christ becomes present to us and through us to the world. First. Secondly, I don't know if you've noticed how many times today Jesus talks about, if you love me, if you do not love me, the Father's love for me, the Father loves you. It's all about love. See, Jesus' primary mission on the earth was to show us the Father's love. That was his primary mission. Somehow Jesus wanted to connect us to the love of the Father. Now, how did Jesus do that? Jesus showed us the Father's love by living that love. Right? When you look at Jesus' life, we know what God's love is like. Most of all, we know it on the cross. If you want to know how much God loves us, right there. In other words, when Jesus lived the Father's love, the Father became present to the world. The Father becomes present to us. Just as Jesus made the Father present by living his love, Jesus invites us to love as he loved so that he can be present to the world. Remember last Sunday's gospel? I give you a new commandment, love one another. But that's not where he stops. Jesus says, as I have loved you, as I have loved you, so should you love one another. As the Father loved Jesus, Jesus loved us. As Jesus loved us, we must love other people. What's the result? Christ becomes present in the love that is lived by his disciples. Folks, and I'm going to argue this. The most powerful way, in which Christ is present in the world today is his love. You might argue, but what about the Eucharist? Of course, Jesus is present in the Eucharist. Of course, Jesus is present in the sacraments. Of course, Jesus is present to us in his word. But if I celebrate the Eucharist and go outside and do not show love, then what happens? Christ is not present. Because I've become a counter witness to what I just celebrated. So yes, the Eucharist is a very real presence, but the most powerful presence of Christ in the world today is his disciples living out his love just like Jesus lived out the love of the Father. So in that love, Jesus comes alive. And thirdly, the advocate. The third way in which Christ is present is through the advocate, the Holy Spirit. Here's what Jesus says. The advocate, the Holy Spirit that the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Now, who is this advocate? We have a problem with this advocate, isn't it? Because the advocate is not tangible. Today, the Holy Spirit will come upon Jack, but I won't I won't see it, I won't touch it. All I can do is believe it, right? Who is the advocate? How do we understand Jesus' words that the Holy Spirit is real among us? As far as Jesus is concerned, the advocate is nothing less than the Father's love. That's the Spirit. God is most present to us as love. So today, what I believe is that the Holy Spirit will come upon Jack, but that's the love of God covering him. Every experience of God's love is an experience of His Spirit. Every experience of love that we have today, I have two weddings today. I had one before Mass and one I have after Mass today, right? So much love. What is that? That is the Holy Spirit. The advocate is the love of the Father. The advocate is the personification of the Father's love. Jesus' main purpose was to show us the Father's love. Now that Jesus is gone, what does Jesus leave behind? The love, which is the advocate, which is the Holy Spirit. So as Pentecost approaches, two more Sundays. Next Sunday is Ascension, and the Sunday after that is Pentecost. For 2 weeks, I'm asking you each day to pray. What do you pray? Dear God, the love, the Spirit, your love, your Spirit, please, please cover me, overwhelm me. Let your love just so fill my heart that there might be a fire in my heart. That's the advocate that Jesus promises. That's the Spirit. Now, although not part of the gospel today, we Catholics know that Christ is most tangibly present to us in this bread and wine. Yes, the advocate we can't touch. The love is something we feel in our hearts. His word is what we read. But the most tangible presence of Christ is the Eucharist. So as we receive Christ in this bread and wine, let us pray that we may keep His word, that we may live His love, and that we may ask that very love, the advocate, to fill our hearts and to set our hearts on fire. People of God said,